This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I learned a little Hilchos Shabbos. I was prepared for it. They were told in advance we're going to be doing Hilchos Shabbos. The Eilim wants also the Parsha, so we could discuss maybe to divide the time. A little Hilchos Shabbos, a little Parsha. We'll see how it goes. But we'll start this week. We'll start with the topic in Hilchos Shabbos. And that is traveling on Erev Shabbos. What traveling is mutter? What time are you allowed to leave? So there's a Mefurshit Din in Shulchan Aruch about this. It's in Reish Mem Tes, based on the Gemara and Sukkah Mem Dalet, and that is Ein Hilchim BeErev Shabbos Yoiser Mishalish Parsois Kidei Shiagia LeBeisai BeEid Hayoyim Gadol. You must not travel that distance of Gimel Parsois in order you should get home on time for Shabbos, plain and simple. And the reason for this halacha, says the Mechaber, is v'yucha l'hachin tzarchei Shabbos, Suda Shabbos, that you'll be able to prepare for Shabbos. And the Mechaber continues, it makes no difference if he's going to other people for Shabbos or he's going home for Shabbos. So let's discuss halacha l'maisa. How does this apply today? Or does it apply today? So first let's begin with the halacha. Erev Shabbos, of course. We got to keep in mind Shabbos is coming. Shalish parsois. What is shalish parsois? That you're not allowed to travel three parsois. Is it a shear of distance? Or is it a shear of time? When you evaluate the Gimel Parsois, that you're not supposed to travel on Erev Shabbos, are we talking time? Are we talking distance? So first let's find out what the distance is and what the time is. What's called Gimel Parsois? And what's the time frame of Gimel Parsois? That you're not supposed to travel on Erev Shabbos. So let's break it up. What's a parsa? A parsa is 8,000 amas. That's one parsa. A mil is 2,000 amas. A parsa is 4 milim. So that equals to 8,000 amas. So we have parsa, 8,000 amas. Now, no one's sitting with a ruler and measuring, unless you have the barometer, you'd be able to measure exactly. But so what is it in time? How much time are we talking about? So let's break that up. A mil is 18 minutes. That's this time that it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. 4 milim would be 72 minutes. Now you have to have three times the 4 milim. So how much time is that? So it's a machlekes, and the halacha brings two shitas about it. Either it's 3 hours and 36 minutes, or it's 4 hours and 48 minutes. Now, it's all based on different calculations. Lamaisa, the din of traveling on Erev Shabbos is a drabonon. It's not a deraisa, the kedin. And therefore, we can give you the longest period of time, and that would be 4 hours and 48 minutes. Okay, this is leaving all the calculations aside of what's mil, because actually there's a machlaikis, if a mil is 18 minutes, if it's 22 minutes, is it 24 minutes? The Be'er Halacha speaks about that. These are mathematical cheshbainis. What's negel lemaisa? The time of Gimel Parsois, at best, gives you the, let's say, would give you the most time, it's 4 hours and 48 minutes, based on a Magen Avram, it's a Be'er Halacha. Okay. So there's an iser to travel more than 4 hours and 48 minutes on Erev Shabbos. You know, Rabbi says everyone travels on Erev Shabbos. Sometimes it's more than 4 hours. When does this iser start? From what time is there this iser to not travel on Erev Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah right away says from the Rambam, look at the Sharetzin, it's quoted from the Rambam, Mitchila Sayyim, So in Helchim be'erev Shabbos Yoiser Mishalois Parsois Mitchilas Hayayim, from the beginning of the day. Now, what's called Tchilas Hayayim? Mishabur doesn't go into it, neither do any of the Paiskim. And the reason is very simple, because it's only Drabonin anyway. We're not talking about a Deiraisa Dika Isser. So Drabonin Dika things, so you don't have to be exact. It's not a Kriyashma Deiraisa issue. And Mishabur Taka continues with this Lashon, V'hu Karoiv. Karoiv. L'shlish Hayayim. And the reason why he says Karav L'shlish Hayayim and he doesn't exactly tell you, is like I explained to you, it's not that relevant, the exact moments. We're not discussing this moment, that moment, if you're a minute earlier or a minute later. But 4 hours, Be'erech, Karoiv, to 4 hours and 48 minutes. Okay. The point that it's definitely before Chatzais. And the question is, people travel after Chatzais, what's the heter? That is the topic of today's shir. The Hakdama, if you got all the mathematical calculations, Matoiv Manoyim, if you didn't, trust me on them. Whatever it is, the Mishtabura gives you a final, it's Karoiv L'Shlish Hayayim.
Is the beginning of the day a specific length of time?
So that's what I'm trying to say. Irrelevant, really. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's alois or nets or you want to know a little secret, as they say. Some say it's after you finish eating lunch, breakfast. It's brought down in the Torah Shleima. Or earlier, Achreinim on Hilchot Shabbos. And maybe it's even from when you finish. But it's, like I said, I'd rather follow the final dictum, the final words of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's Karoiv L'Shlish Hayayim. That's good enough for what's negated to the conversation. And the point is, it's definitely before Chatzais. So Rabbi Sai, why are we traveling after this time? Many people travel after Chatzais. What's the heter? So let's begin by explaining what the reason for this Isser is. Now people think it has to do with you might get stuck on the road and not come back on time for Shabbos. It's not. That's the one reason that it's not. It has nothing to do with that. Right. Go over to anybody and ask him why you're not allowed to travel. And he'll answer you, because you'll get stuck on the road and you'll come late to Shabbos. That's not the reason. The most simple reason that the Pais can bring, and this is Mefurish already in the Shulchan Aruch, like I say to you, V'yuchal l'hachin tzarchei suda l'Shabbos. It has to do with Hachanas Shabbos. It has to do with Kovet Shabbos. In order to prepare for the Shabbos, it's not that you're going to come late. Mr. Ein Kumen, Ein Fallen, and Shtub, you know, 2 minutes after the Zman. That's not the problem. The problem is that you're not giving it enough time to get home to prepare Tzarkei Shabbos. The Maisa, the Mishabu, and the Rashulchan give a different reason. And they talk about the Inyan of the Chil Shabbos. They bring that Lamaisa last minute, and where's the Chil Shabbos? Again, Rabbi Yisai. Not that you'll come late for Shabbos, but being that you have to prepare for Shabbos and it's last minute, you might prolong the Hachanis and you might do Isurei Shabbos in the Hachana of Shabbos. Last minute, fire, lights. And this the Mishnah Berurah already brings, that the reason for this is, I quote, there's another inyan in this halacha, and again, like I said, not because you will get stuck on the road, but because you might not prepare properly for Shabbos. There's a ma'idik chiddush in the Paiskim not brought in the Mishnah Berurah in Aruch HaShulchan. And grad it's meduyik like this in the Rosh in Perek Aleph of Shabbos, Islam and Ches, that you'll get tired. Travel makes tired. And when you're tired, you come in to Shabbos. There's no Einik Shabbos. It's more about the Ayefus. It's more about that you'll be tired. And being tired means that you're not going to have an Einik Shabbos. So these are the three taimim. And if you look at the Achreinim, They'll discuss heterim based on the tam. Based on, if the reason is because of Tzarchi Shabbos, also what happens if everything is well prepared before? Your whole Shabbos is prepared, so then the Yisr falls off. The Mechaber himself mentions a few of these issues, that maybe if the issue of preparing for Shabbos falls off, and the whole reason is because you won't prepare for Shabbos, so then the Isser of traveling, Gimel Parsoyas, will also fall off. Let's read the Lashon of the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, V'im shalach lehaydiyam shuhaylich sham l'Shabbos. What happens if he tells the people that he's going to in advance, that he's going to them for Shabbos, so they're anyway preparing for him in advance? Mutter leiluch kamen parsois b'chol gavni, that you're allowed to anyway travel this amount of time, this length of time, this distance of time, because the preparations are already done. And again, like I said, we're not discussing coming late for Shabbos. That's not the issue, because if that would be the issue, this has nothing to do with that the food is already prepared. This is about hachana l'tzayrich Shabbos, and the Mechaber already brings that if the food is prepared, which means that he in advance tells the people that he's coming there, then it's possible that it's mutter. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah discusses an interesting thing. Does this halacha b'chlal apply today? Why? Today we have cars. In the olden days, to travel Gimel Parsoyas, you know, it was an avodah. Today we have a car. Possible, then we could say that the whole halacha does not apply. The whole halacha of traveling on Erev Shabbos may not apply because we have a car. And it's not the way it was at the time when the Chachamim were Mesakin, that you're not allowed to travel on Erev Shabbos. It changes because of the modern day, so to speak, modern day technology. The what?
I'm not going to be able to prepare for
Shabbos. So I'll tell you, the measurements of Gimel Parsois was based on the fact that Nachal Lamaisis, Gimel Parsois, was a tremendous travel. For us to travel 3 hours in a car, it's quick, it moves, you know, there's less fear of getting stuck. Now, I'll just read you the Mishnah Berurah. It's Makir is actually a Bach. The Bach, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, Umi Abach Mashma. Today we're not going by foot. In his time, of course, they were going with an agala, with a carriage, which is, of course, much, much better today that we have the car. And therefore, it's mutter even lisa achar chatzais. And this is what it's based on, that we do that today. People travel after chatzais. They're basing it on this bach. Uvulvat. But of course, it has to be with the condition that you take into account that he'll come home be'eid hayoyim gadol, that he has enough time to prepare for Shabbos. I've always had a problem, question. I never understood this whole Mishnah Berurah based on the Bach, because if you really look at the Bach himself doesn't really paskin that way. The Bach is saying that maybe it's a makom lahatir. And he uses the lashon mutiv shei shaygig in valu mezidim. They're anyway going to do it. So it's better not to make an issue because people are going to do it. And let's say that maybe is the heter what they have the right to do it for. In halach, it became ungnum de bach. So this is an aura I've asked many, probably the chachamim, many poiskim in the past. Why is it that we've taken this bach, so to speak, literally la halacha, when the Bach himself wasn't trying to paskin that that's the halacha, but he was trying to say, the velt needs a heter, here it is, and mutav shei shaygim al yimazidim, here I gave you a heter. But al kulpanim, this became the final mezak reason, final cheshbin, the car. The car, which is the agala of the Bach. Now there are many reasons to be matir, travel after chatzais, besides for the car. And one, the Mishnah Berurah himself already speaks. And that is that we anyway prepare a lot in advance. It's not like in the old days that there was not a lot of food. And depending on every person in the house, that's how much food was prepared. People prepare berevach. It's a lashon of a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubebedina is elu roi bnei adam mechinan tzarchi Shabbos berevach." Says elu gemishnah Berurah v'lachein ein izarim bezek klal. That's the reason why we're not so makbid about travel after chatzais, because the whole thing is based on to make sure you'll have enough food when you come home. So the Mishnah Berurah today, everybody makes a lot of food. There's another cheshbon in the Pesach Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring, but it's along the same lines. Let's say you are late. You can always go buy food. Last minute preparations. Now, even if the Yiddish stores are closed today, you have a ShopRite. You could buy. The Kaf HaChaim speaks about this. The Kaf HaChaim says that you never really get stuck for Shabbos. There's always, even if you're mamish 2 minutes before Shabbos, can suleifin to the last store that's open, or, of course, any other stores, and get food for Shabbos. And the Mela, the halacha of the Gimel Parsoyis doesn't apply. So now we have three cheshbonos, okay? Why it doesn't apply. And that is A, Aleph, you know in advance how many people are coming, so you're prepared. Is the Mechaber, or the Mishnah Berurah that says we anyway prepare a lot, or you have the Kaf HaChaim Svara that what? You can always get food the last minute anyway, so it's not such a big problem. There's another cheshbon, and that is today it's easy to make food, the microwave, you know, it's in 2 seconds. The Paiskin, the modern day, later day Paiskin today, they bring down the Indian. And the mice, in 2 seconds, you got your Shabbos ready. And Yiddish Zakhman Daf is flicking the chickens. You know what I mean? I'm all looking tight in those days, the Mamet Gedaf Gain, and flicking the chicken, and then, hey, the preparations could be done 1, 2, 3, and therefore it becomes mutter. I just want to point out, it would be an interesting, you know, point of observation. Someone travels to the mountains. You don't really have all these time. If someone travels to the mountains and you get, so to speak, stuck in your bungalow colony, if there's other eating there, fine. But if you, let's say you're going to a place, a remote place in the mountains, you don't have your cheshbonos, you can run out and buy food. You don't have all these cheshbonos. Where you get to sleep, it's not. So maybe, like I say, you have to think that the halacha, the ikar halacha would return, that maybe one should not travel before chatzais, which is a topic that needs to be, in each case, discussed. But I do want to bring out something interesting. And this, I think, is an interesting hakdama to all of Hilchos Shabbos. When Chachamim make a takana, could we come and say, today is different? They made the takana. They said, "Ma'isa, it's a mefurshi gemara." Could we come and say, "You know what? Today is an entirely different situation." Well, you see, the Bach is doing that. Well, maybe the Bach just did it as a mayor, you know, as a heter. Okay, we're just by a gula. Now, you want me? I could give you now a list. If you're ready to listen, I can give you a whole list of this. Okay. So let's begin with. In this halacha gufa, this is a discussion, and I'll show you where the halacha is. If the whole problem is that you don't have food for Shabbos, how about if you're taking your food with you? So then the whole thing falls off. The whole cheshbon is that you're not going to have food for Shabbos. You're traveling to the mountains with your Shabbos. So, kabbalik. Okay, you might not have a place to sleep if you get stuck. Okay, let's leave that alone for a minute. But it's a Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha brings two deis in this. And this is a very important yisayin in Hilchos Shabbos. Could we come and say today is different? Zok the Be'er Halacha. L'chayra nira. I'm sorry, that's the second Be'er Halacha. V'yachal l'hachin. Ayin ba'il l'shabbos shemachmir be'inyin zeh afilu be'maylech mizaynais av imai. Even if he's taking his food with him. So the cheshbon falls off. The chashash fell away. It's still us. Why? The leipaluk chachamim bezeh. The chacham said, "You can't make a difference." The chacham said it. They say they. But he says, "V'chein mucha beveis yaisa shetakti dvar mishnah berurah avo bel yarab chaylik u'mitzadet lahakul bezeh." If you could somehow go around the time of the iser, if you can get around the time of the iser, then it becomes mutter. There's two cases where we find this in Hilchos Shabbos, and let's just begin with one of the most classic of the cases. You're not supposed to make a wash of clothing on Erev Shabbos. This is the first din in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos. Itakonas Ezra, if you're not allowed to be mechabes begodim on Erev Shabbos, you do it when? On Thursday. Today we have washing machines. So the whole reason why you don't do it is because you have to be busy with preparing for Shabbos instead of doing a wash. And it takes a long time, and it's a stark asik, the lashon of the paiskim, to make a wash. So mitakonas Ezra, you're not allowed to make a wash on Erev Shabbos. It's a shayla, that's really what the takonas Ezra is. It's not for right now a discussion what exactly was the takonas Ezra. Lemaisa, today we have the washing machine. You dump it in, it takes 2 seconds, and you're done. Is it mutter? Does the takonas Ezra fall off? It's in Perik Mem Beis Ari Yud Gimel. Discusses maybe today the whole issue of the takonas Ezra doesn't apply because we have a washing machine. And he's mesupik. Mesupik, yes, no. Nissa Karelitz in the Sefer Chutshani says, no, if the Rabbanan said it, even if the Tam falls off, you still have to keep the takana. And I want to tell you something very interesting. When the Chachamim made a takana, even if we think the Tam fell off, there's so much deeper and there's so much more to the takana's Chachamim that maybe we don't see or know. There's an interesting Gayan, Rabbi Yisai. The Gayan says the halach is you're supposed to eat shum on Erev Shabbos. You're supposed to eat garlic on Erev Shabbos. What's the reason for it? Because the mitzvah of Piri Varibia, Friday night. So you see, eat shum, you're supposed to eat garlic. So the Gayan speaks about, what about for a bachur who's not married? So the Gayan says everyone should eat shum. Because when the Chachamim made takonis, there's so much more. There's so much more that you don't see in the takana. You think it's simply for the reason that was given. There are many deeper and bigger reasons as well. We find many times in the Chachamim, B'chachmasam, said takanis, are we able to say, you know what, it doesn't apply today. Shem Zalm is mesupik, if it applies, if it doesn't apply. I tell you the Chutshani, Nissen Karelitz says, you can't change the takana. That was the takanis Ezra, he was misakin it. Maisa, other paiskim, if you look at Rav Yosef Svarim, as many other paiskim, later day paiskim, they say, you know what, today we have a washing machine. And since we have a washing machine, the problem falls off. Okay. You know where it could be very negeya? Let's say there's an issur to travel Gimel Parsais. Is it in a winter Shabbos or a summer Shabbos? Should it make a difference? If the whole cheshbon, you have to lay a clock to travel, so maybe the whole halacha doesn't apply. So if you look at Rav Nissen Karelitz, it's safer. He's very big into the loy plug. When the Chacham said, and when the Chacham gave a dictum, the halacha applies regardless. He says it doesn't make a difference if it's early Shabbos, late Shabbos, the Gimel Parsoyis, and whatever we take from the Gimel Parsoyis is Negeya L'maisa B'zman Hazeh. Okay. Like I said, Halacha L'maisa, people do travel after Chatzos, and there's Seimach on all the Teirim that we mentioned, the car, the food, the telephone, the easy shopping, all the Cheshbainus. What's L'maisa? The Chazainish is extremely makpid. People should not travel after Chatzos, period. There's a very famous story, and I'm going to tell it over to you the way I see the way Rav Nissen Karelitz brings it, because it's brought down. It's a famous story, but the details are more clear in the shiurim of Rav Nissen Karelitz. There's a story he brings from here that Rav Shlomo Shimshon Karelitz traveled before Shabbos in a bus, and there was a tremendous accident. And he got hurt, and the people on the bus got hurt. So the Chazanish said, and the famous story goes that the Chazanish said, because they traveled after Chatzos. This story is a little bit, there's more detail to the story. Listen to the way he brings the story. And he said like this, the Chazanish, that the Schus HaTorah of Reb Shimshon Karelitz, he was a big Goyin, a Talmud Chacham, didn't protect him. That's what it happens. Tzaddikim, tzaddikim. Even though they learned Torah, there's Rabbeinu Shlom, things happen. So the Lashon, I'd read it to you inside. I don't want to misquote it. Shezesh eschus ha-Torah shulayim v'yaga b'layhigin alav zu'ein ha-kusha. Sharei lefamim gam l'tzadik yesh ha-inish. But what was difficult to the Chazon Ish is why wasn't the Torah of Rav Karelitz, Rav Shimshon Karelitz, Megan for the people on the bus? That was the question. That was the issue. Interesting. And he says, we have to say that possibly the traveling was done on Erev Shabbos after Chatzais, and therefore Lehigina Aleihem Schus HaTorah. The Stipler would not travel, not so much the time of Chatzais, but he was makpid on the 4 hours. He would not make a trip over 4 hours on Erev Shabbos. This is Yidua, it's brought down the Sfarim of the Stipler. And he was makpid on this halacha that he wanted to do according to the halacha of not doing. Now, there's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that if you look around, you see Hasatan Mikatrik B'inyan Zev. He says the Satan finds ways on how to make trouble that people shouldn't come on time for Shabbos. And he says, and therefore you have to be very careful to keep a cheshbon to make sure you get there on time. And let's use the lash of the Sharatzin. The Sharatzin, when he brings this halach, he says, so what? How much time? You have to get there. Mikamakim yira lavoy lamakim shvisasi be'oid yayim gadol. Okay, so if I take off the gimel parsois, let's say, okay, the la'isa, it's not negei b'zman hazeh, but what is negei b'zman hazeh? The traveling time needs to be ois gecheshbin that you'll get there be'oid yayim gadol. What's the time frame of that? Asked many paiskin, I don't know, there's no Ayyim Gadol. So I guess it has to do with how much time it takes you to prepare for Shabbos. Each person is separate. I saw in the Arlet Zion, he says that it's an hour. Arlet Zion brings down that you got to at least be home an hour before Shabbos. The Velt says over that you got to take travel time and give it double. Whatever the travel time is, Azazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazaz
If you have 6 hours of time?
No, the other way around. Let's say it should take you 2 hours, you'll get on time for Shabbos. 4 hours. You should leave 4 hours earlier. Okay? Double the travel time. So I don't know where it came from. I searched for, you know, where it comes from. Zezak the Velt, I don't know. Maybe it's from Gedalia, but I saw there's a new sefer from Shmuel Kamenetsky. He brings down that Reb Shmuel said this, Kavitz Halachis, travel time, double. You got to double the travel time, and that's the thing you could do. I do want to point out one thing. There's an interesting Bir Halacha here, Rabbi Yisrael. The Bir Halacha brings down, and he says, Im Hoylich L'Dvar Mitzvah, Mutter Leilich, Atzamach L'Erev. He doesn't use the Lashon of Ba'ed Yayim Gadol. And he bases it on a din in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Mem Ches. Interesting Bir Halacha. I've asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, is this Samach L'Erev Dafka or Lav Dafka? Because when it's not Dvar Mitzvah, then it's you have to go come home Ba'ed Shvisasi Ba'ed Yayim Gadol. The Bir Halacha, when he speaks about when it's a Dvar Mitzvah, he says, Samach L'Erev. Is it Dafka or Lav Dafka? So Shlomo Zalman told me that he believes that it's Lav Dafka. What he meant to say was that you have to give it time. It's not a stira. But it's an interesting Lashon of the Bir Halacha. What's an Egei L'Maisa? What do you call a Dvar Mitzvah? You see, this becomes a very interesting... A Dvar Mitzvah could mean that a person wants to be home for Shabbos with his family, Einik Shabbos. You're going to a guest, you're going to a simcha. We could call that a Dvar Mitzvah. How about if a person is because of his parnasa? His parnasa is also Dvar Mitzvah. What's called Dvar Mitzvah? That's an interesting shaila. I've spoken it over with many gedolim over the years. But the point, just keep in mind, it's important to make sure traveling on Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, you got to keep the time. And many gedolim didn't even travel after Chatzos period. I do want to end with the Lashon of the Shla. Shla says, Umidas Chasidus, U Kedushi Yaseiri, Liyos mechanim letzayrich Shabbos b'malachos kvedos b'chatzos. A person should be done with all his malachos, the heavy malachos, the big malachos, by chatzos. I think it's the Islam and Beis and the Shlan Shabbos. Point being, there's a halacha, Rav Isai, of travel on Erev Shabbos. You can't just take on that everything fakert, I travel. Keep in mind that the Satan is always trying to stop you. And accidents and roadblocks somehow pop up on Erev Shabbos, and red lights pop up on Erev Shabbos, that where you usually make the green lights, they could sometimes red lights. And this is Ma'aseh Satan. So this is the halacha of travel on Erev Shabbos. As far as next week, I know that it seems like the Olam wants two things. Some people want Hilchos Shabbos, some people want on the Parsha. Maybe we'll do both. We'll split it. We'll learn some interesting halacha on Shabbos and some on the Parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.